This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew. Presented by BetMGM.
Bring it up, Jake. Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, his bucket hat, our crew, and you. All right, Femi, we continue on with eight buckets. All our bets for tonight coming up 40 minutes from now at the end of the show. But we ended last hour rolling through the schedule for the reigning defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles. And remind us, Femi, the eight buckets win total for the Eagles juxtaposed against their actual win total in the market.
Yes, so the win total right now at BetMGM is 11.5 for the defending Super Bowl champs, under minus 125, the over plus 105. But in the last segment, doing the eight buckets exercise, we came up with 12.25 for the Philadelphia Eagles. So eight buckets likes the Eagles a little bit more than the betting market. I kind of agree with eight buckets. Like, I think the Eagles are going to win the division again. 12-5 seems like a really reasonable record for a very talented team. So I don't know if there's like a big bet to be made. Maybe if you really want to bet it, but like as Nick has said, like, do you really want to bet an over 11.5 on a team that you think is going to win 12 games? Doesn't seem like great business, especially when you have to win all those games and avoid some injuries. So I'm going to pass the win total. I'll probably pass anything Eagles related because they're the short shot in damn near every single market.
The thing that worries me about the Eagles, and I'm quibbling a little bit here because I think they're going to be really good. And, you know, okay, how about this? Just to frame it like this. The Philadelphia Eagles, you feel very confident, will definitely make it to what round of the postseason?
The divisional round.
Definitely make it to what, like,
divisional round.
So maybe not championship Sunday, but the divisional round for sure.
Divisional round, yeah. Too strong in the trenches. They'll win in the wild card round if they have to play it.
I think they're going to be playing on championship Sunday again. I don't know about the Super Bowl, making the Super Bowl, but I think... So, I don't want to have this come across like I'm anti-Eagles. I know I said I think the Cowboys could beat them in week one. I'm not anti-Eagle. I think the Eagles are going to be really, really, really good. And I think that they could, it would not surprise me at all if they represented the NFC again in the Super Bowl. Femi, what concerns me a little bit about the Eagles is the back end of this defense. Objectively, I've talked about this over the last few weeks, this secondary is not as proven as it's been. You lose a couple of veteran players, Darius Slay, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, and now you're banking, and look, Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean are really good, but like, here's Adoree Jackson. Do you have faith in Adoree Jackson? Reed Blankenship's going to play a huge role. Not that these are bad players. But Andrew Mukuba, the rookie safety, is banged up right now in practice. Maybe Howie's just King Midas, and everything he touches continues to turn to gold, and the Eagles' defense is going to be awesome again. And to be fair, like, Vic Fangio is one of the best defensive coordinators of all time. Mm-hmm. Certainly possible. I think there are some holes to poke here. Like, new offensive coordinator, obviously, with Kellen Moore now the head coach of the Saints. I'm not saying that I want to bet under on the Eagles, just that 11-6 wouldn't totally shock me this season for Philadelphia, Femi. Doesn't mean I want to bet the under, and doesn't mean I think they're not going to like go to the championship round. Just saying. I don't know if I see like a 14-3 regular season in the cards this year for the Eagles.
No, I think that seems unlikely. The schedule is too difficult. Like, games that are toss-ups, which, like, will add to your eight buckets win total. But, I mean, they could lose at Green Bay. They have to go to Buffalo. You know, the Commanders played them tough, being able to beat them last year. Like, there are losable games on this schedule. The week one might be a losable game, potentially, if Dallas comes out swinging. So, yeah, like I said, I don't want to really bet, like, the over on this team. So, I think they're just properly priced. And, you know, we can move on. Like, we don't have to do a whole lot on Philadelphia Eagles. Like, they're just not that exciting to me.
If you had to make a bet on the win total one way or another, 11.5, eight buckets says you should bet the over. What would you do?
I'd agree with eight buckets and bet the over. Like 12-5 feels like the record for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. Maybe 13-4 if they are really, really good once again. But like, I think 12-5, barring any sort of rash of injuries.
I think I'd bet the under, but not with a lot of confidence, so I'm not going to make the bet.
Yeah.
We think the Eagles are going to be really good again, just so they're going to be 14-3 good again. I'm not so sure about that. All right.
It's tough.
Let's draw another team, Femi, from the salad bowl of bets.
All right. Oh, how about this? The Dallas Cowboys for $8. It's here. The team the Eagles will be playing in week 1 to kick off the NFL season. So
Brian Schottenheimer, Femi, and like you'll do the win total in a second. Brian Schottenheimer did say today that he's not ruling out Tyler Guyton playing in week 1 for the Cowboys. And just to pass this along, because I wrote this in the chat earlier, I think while we had Mark Schlereth on the show, Jaden Blue practicing with the first team today for the Dallas Cowboys at running back. Want to toss that out there.
That excites me. That dude's fast, man. Let's get some explosive players in the backfield. Been a while since the Cowboys have had that. Shout out to 2016 Ezekiel Elliott. The win total, though, at BetMGM, it's pretty much 8. Like, we're dancing in between 7.5 or 8.5. Juiced over at 7.5. Heavily juiced under at 8.5. So that's where we sit with America's team in a year where they're looking to bounce back after last year went awry with CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, Michael Parsons, all missing games.
All right, Dallas is expected to lose week 1 in blowout fashion, obviously. They are currently a 7-point dog on the road in Philadelphia. Like, whatever we think about that game, like, the betting market says this is a blowout loss for the Cowboys.
It's very much a likely loss. Yeah, or a blowout loss, okay. But like, likely to lose the game.
Week 2, on the road at the Kansas City Chiefs.
I believe week 2, they're hosting the Giants.
I'm looking at the wrong thing. I'm like, I'm a little brain dead.
You okay?
Today. My apologies.
I was gonna say, yeah. I'm like, you all right?
I actually, I'm going to tell you guys something during the break. Something that, like, I got a text about something in my personal life that I'm like a little like scattershot about, which I'll tell you guys about during the break that I got during the last segment. Okay. So my apologies. Dallas blowout loss week 1. Home Giants week 2 likely win.
Likely win. Yep.
Week 3. At the Chicago Bears.
Did we say likely loss? Do we give Bears likely win, or did we say toss-up?
Toss-up.
Toss-up.
I don't think Chicago's 3.5 at home against Dallas.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah, that's like early in the season. That's tough. I mean, unless the Bears blow the doors off the first couple weeks, maybe it's 3.5, but right now, probably toss-up.
Home Packers in a game that I know that you always anticipate as a Cowboys fan.
toss-up. Please bring back Brett Favre for these games. Because they were always a lot. Dallas is always going to win against the Packers at home.
They used to beat the hell out of Favre, man.
Yep. Never won at Texas Stadium.
Wasn't that the first Thursday night game of like ever? Not ever, but the first in its current form.
So that was the game.
It was
that
the first
Rogers
season of Thursday night.
I believe it might have been. Yeah, because I think because
it was basically
but this was 07.
Because that game. Because I remember that was going to be like, who's going to be the one seed in the NFC in 2007? And the Cowboys destroyed them.
And Favre got knocked out in like the second quarter. Then Rodgers came in and was like dicing up the Cowboys defense. Luckily, the Cowboys ended up scoring 45 points on the Packers defense. But yeah, like that was like Rodgers' come out party of like, okay, the Packers have something here. And then they moved on from Favre in 08. And the rest was history.
And the Giants beat both of them in the playoffs.
Yeah. We can
on the road.
Fast forward over that. Yep. And we had this as a toss-up when we did the Packers exercise.
Definitely. Packers, like, definitely toss-up.
It was like Packers 1.5-2.
Green Bay would be like a really small favorite in Dallas. Yeah. Agreed.
100%.
Okay. At the Jets. It's a toss-up.
Ooh. Yeah. It's like Dallas 3 at the most.
I don't even think it is 3.
I mean, it's...
Dude, like, Pittsburgh's 3 at the Jets.
That's right.
And Pittsburgh's higher rated than Dallas.
Pittsburgh is currently higher rated than Dallas, yeah. So, yeah, probably just 2.5.
What'd 2? Yeah, I mean, whatever. Yeah. I'd lay Dallas.
Tease the Jets?
No way. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Let's see how the defense looks.
I don't know if I want to tease the Jets with Justin Fields turning the ball over left and right.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't want to take Justin Fields in coin flip games. Like, I don't want that. I want Jets like +9.5, and here's Fields rolling in through the back door at the end of the game. That I'm okay with.
Yeah, defense playing pre-event, Fields just running around. It sounds like a good experience.
on the road at the Carolina Panthers.
Toss up.
Sad state.
It's not
of
a great
affairs.
Sign. Toss ups against Carolina.
No. home, Washington Commanders.
Another toss-up.
They're dogs in that game for sure. But yeah, I don't know. I don't even think it's three.
No. Tease Dallas though. That
at the Denver Broncos is a likely loss.
Likely loss.
Oh my Broncos!
They always struggle in Denver.
Yeah, they're gonna struggle this time too.
Will they?
Oh yeah.
As Azaraku coming around the corner.
I do like Azaraku. We'll talk about him when Everyone we get to does. The end here at the Cowboys. Home Arizona.
Toss up.
Bye week. Come out of the bye on the road, Femi. This is like your kids going head to head.
Yeah.
On the road at the Las Vegas Raiders.
I might need to be in attendance for this game. My children. This is another toss up. I don't think there are more than three in this game. Like Dallas,
I don't think
is
so
favored,
either.
But it's like prime time in Vegas. That's a really good home field advantage.
Home Eagles.
That's a likely loss.
Okay, just for bleeps and giggles, if you had to bet that game right now, Dallas +4.5 at home against the Eagles, +4, +5, +3.5, +5.5, somewhere in that range.
My knee-jerk reaction says I'd like to bet Dallas taking the points because their passing game I think will keep right. them live. But right. yeah, like it's got to be a likely loss. You know?
Home Chiefs. That's Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, that's the Thanksgiving game. Where I think like 100 million people will probably be watching. Like it's Super Bowl numbers.
Happy Thanksgiving, Femi. That's your favorite holiday, and you get to watch your team get their brains beaten in by the Kansas City Chiefs.
Uh-huh. Yep. Mahomes and Kelce and Taylor Swift. It's going to be a great time. Can't wait for it. I think when we did the Chiefs exercise, I believe we said Chiefs likely win, so this has to be likely loss.
Yeah, likely loss. And I think it's also a likely loss the next week on the road at the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, very much so.
You know what I was randomly thinking about a couple days ago? Remember the game 2 years ago? The Cowboys won the game, right? Where Dan Campbell went for two like nine times at the end of the game in that Saturday game.
Including when he was crashing out.
Well, and it was they took like a false start on the 2-point conversion and then went for two from the seven. I love him so much. Honestly, like I don't like that I don't like the Lions this year. Like I want to like talk myself into being in on Detroit because I think he's the absolute best.
That game was nuts. And like obviously the officials botched it. Like Detroit totally got screwed. And then after the game, like here's John Perry on like SportsCenter defending the officiating crew. Like I think it was just an absolutely insane game.
Who was the offensive lineman that declared and they said
Dan
Skipper. Didn't declare or whatever?
Dan Skipper. Yep.
You know,
who now gets standing John's ovations brother. In Detroit. Whenever he
amazing. Okay, Cowboys home Vikings.
Toss up.
Yeah, home Chargers.
Another toss up.
Toss up. I think that's close to three, probably.
Yeah.
At the Commanders is a likely loss.
Likely loss.
And then at the Giants is a toss up.
Yep.
Right, so where do we come in on the Dallas Cowboys, Femi?
8 buckets, none too kind to the Dallas Cowboys. 7. Right on 7 for the Dallas Cowboys with 8 buckets. And once again, the win total is 7.5 juiced over, 8.5 heavily juiced under. So pretty much 8. And 8 buckets tells you the Dallas Cowboys schedule is difficult. I don't agree with 8 buckets. I'm more inclined to believe this team is like an 8-9 win team. So if you can find 7.5, I'd bet that over.
Why, though?
I just think the passing game is going to be too much. And whenever Dak Prescott is healthy and Micah Parsons is healthy, this team wins a lot of games. And in fact, when those two guys have been healthy, they've won 12 games 3 different times. Now, I don't think it's going to be that good because the talent is not as good as those rosters were, but I think they can at least get to 9 in this NFC. And if the pass rush is as good as people say at training camp, this team actually has like a decent chance to get to like 8-9 or 9-8. So I'd bet the over on the Cowboys.
I think, Femi, I think what I'd rather do with Dallas is bet them to make the playoffs than bet over the win total. The reason being, I think it all comes down to, like, health of the top-end guys.
Yeah. Got to keep them healthy.
Like, if you told me the offensive line was going to be healthy and the pass rush was going to be healthy, I definitely think they can go over. But if you take, like, one of these Jenga pieces out of the tower, like, the whole thing could come crashing down. Your Bill writes, and he's right, 10 toss-ups here for Dallas. You know, like, do you like Dak Prescott to win you those games? I like Dak Prescott. Like, yeah, what's Shoddy going to be like? What's Shoddy going to be like in these spots as a head coach managing games? It's all really interesting for Dallas. I'm more on the optimistic side for the Dallas Cowboys. I don't know if I'm going to pull the trigger on a bet for Dallas to make the playoffs. I would not bet the under. But I don't know if I can get there to make the bet. It's a little bit too much unknown for me with the Cowboys. On the other side, one more team, 8 buckets on a Wednesday here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas.